try another one here. I have a 415 area code, and I've clicked it twice. Are you there, 415?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Hello?
How are you?
Hello?
Yes, this is Peter Winnick. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Peter. Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. Right. And I just noticed your hand wasn't raised. I got lucky. I shouldn't have done one without the hand raised. Oh, this lovely switchboard that we have. And speak up a little bit, Peter. We're having some trouble hearing you. And tell us about your book and how a blog has made a difference. And, of course, Ed wants to know what platform you're using.
Great. So I'm using WordPress with my own domain there. I don't have a book. I work with a variety of authors to help them market their books and figure out their platform and monetize their content and their intellectual property across a variety of modalities like training and consulting services and products and such. So I'm doing it for others, not necessarily for myself.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Do you blog yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. I've got my own blog, which is thoughtleadershipleverage.com. I've frankly been embarrassed into putting up because I do so much of it for my clients. So that's been a good place to similar to what everybody else has said, to put the content up, to get the brand out there, to get people to know who you are, what you do, what you're about. So that's something that I'm actively doing these days.
Okay. Well, Peter, I know from when you contacted me by email, you've got some success stories. Give us one or two of what's worked by adding a blog to your other marketing.
Sure. So I'll talk from the standpoint of what's working for authors that I work with. I think it's probably a better way to frame it. I think one is to constantly be able to drip content to your audience. And I think what happens with a lot of authors is during a book push, they're doing everything they can to get people to buy the book and read their content and all that. And then they kind of forget about everybody. And during the marketing process, you're creating so much content in so many different formats that you've got to be able to come up with a strategic and consistent way to drip that content back out to your followers so they remain your followers. And it's, simple things like, having someone go through your book and turning it into tweets and putting those out as tweets on a consistent scheduled basis. You know, that's no-brainer stuff. You know, going through all the interviews that you've done, the articles that you've written, et cetera, and repurposing the content. I mean, I think what happens is authors and creative folks are content machines. They're constantly creating, and they don't have the marketing lens to say, well, how can I make the best use of this? And to create something to be used once isn't really effective or as effective as it could be. And it could be constantly repurposed in different formats. You talked about turning a blog post into video. Someone earlier mentioned that they're more comfortable in front of video than they are writing. So there's really no excuse today in terms of what the modality is, what the format is, how you want to get it out there. It's a matter of getting your content out there, getting it out there consistently to your users, and engaging people, getting them to.
And when somebody asks me the right way, I always say no rules. Do it whichever way it's for you. But you're calling it dripping content. We'd probably say stay in contact with people.
Right.
You know, we've been through centuries of having books and you weren't able to ever talk to the author. And, you know, maybe a book signing or maybe a chance encounter or write a letter or something. Today, every author can talk to anybody that reads the book. And we have ways of doing that.
Absolutely. Right. One other thing I would say is
–
what's that?
No, that's fine.
What else can I say? Great. The one other thing I would say is the burden isn't only on the author anymore to create the content. I love coming up with creative ways to get the audience to generate content relative to the book or whatever the message is and give it back for us to us to share. So whether that's a video.
You want to give us an example of doing that?
An example of doing that, sure. So there's a book out by a friend of mine called Be the Hero. By a guy named Noah Blumenthal. And what we're doing, not on the public site, but in our corporate work, is using the Be the Hero methodology, which is ultimately kind of a storytelling leadership model, and working with our corporate clients to say, hey, we're going to come in there and not just do the keynote and buy the books from us, but create a methodology in here so that your team, your clients, your employees can create their own story, share them with each other, on your own internal website at your company.
Mm. Okay, fantastic. And Peter, you said you are you're actually, I think you used the term embarrassed. I hate to quote that, but about your blog, would you be open to having people contact you about a guest post to give you some content
if
they thought it was appropriate? Okay, and are you available to do guest posts?
All the time.
There we go. Okay, great. Boy, if you haven't got an idea of how to add something or expand your audience or cross promote with somebody by now, I don't know what else we can do. Ed, it's time to get some questions. I've got the whole panel on the phone now. What questions do we have from the chat room?